It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus is spreading in Colorado's high country so that new cases have appeared without health officials being able to track their source. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Governor Polis says the number of identified cases is likely to increase rapidly in the coming days. And he says health officials are operating on the assumption that the virus is spreading in the Denver area.
The public health experts who work for the state of Colorado are advising me that we are likely on the verge of a tipping point where we will see more community spread in the days and weeks ahead.
The state response is particularly focused on older Coloradans who are more susceptible to the virus. Polis is advising older residents to avoid travel to the mountains. And new emergency rules will limit visitors to senior facilities, veteran centers, and the Colorado State Mental Hospital, and screen visitors and staff for symptoms of the virus. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
President Trump has canceled his Friday fundraiser with Republican Senator Cory Gardner in Denver over concerns about coronavirus. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The top tier of spending for the fundraiser was $100,000, which included a round table, a photo with the president, and seating for two. The president also canceled an event in Nevada. Both Trump and Gardner were scheduled to speak at a fundraiser in Las Vegas over the weekend for the Republican Jewish Coalition. A spokeswoman for the president said the decision to cancel the trip was made out of an abundance of caution. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
CDOT is lowering the speed limit at peak driving times to 55 in the construction zone on I-25 between Denver and Colorado Springs. Colorado State Patrol Major Tim Keaton says too many drivers are speeding and tailgating.
In the last year during construction, crashes have increased by 60%.
A ticket for driving 20 miles an hour over the speed limit can cost more than $600. This is CPR News.